This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The Bush administration has been looking for more allies on Iraq, and it's increasingly turning to the United Nations. Along with Britain, the United States has drafted a Security Council resolution to expand the UN mission in Iraq. That resolution will be voted on tomorrow, and NPR's Michelle Kellerman is covering the story.
After serving 2 years in Baghdad, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Zalmay Khalilzad, has been working the corridors of the United Nations to encourage the U.N. to play a larger role in Iraq.
The future of that region is the defining geopolitical challenge of our time, and therefore the U.N. needs to play an enhanced role in helping Iraqis overcome the difficulties that they have at the present time.
It's been 4 years since a truck bomb killed the UN's envoy in Baghdad along with 21 others, and that attack still haunts officials in the United Nations. But Khalilzad argues it's time for the UN to take risks and play a bigger role. He says the UN is uniquely qualified to deal with the driving forces of the conflict, interference from neighboring states, and internal disagreements about political and economic power.
One of the advantages of the United Nations is that it can reach out to many groups, some groups that do not want to talk to other external players are willing to talk to the United Nations. For example, as you know, Ayatollah Sistani, one of the influential figures of Iraq, does not speak to the representatives of the United States or the United Kingdom directly, but does engage with the UN envoy.
The U.S. wants the U.N. to do more than just sort out Iraqi politics. Khalilzad says the U.S. also wants to see the United Nations increase humanitarian aid to Iraqis. That could be an even more difficult task. To make a difference, aid workers would need to move around the country. And the U.N.'s top humanitarian official, John Holmes, says even the most courageous private aid groups are hesitant to go to Iraq these days.
I certainly can't promise any miracles because of this fundamental security problem, which means that we can't put the kind of international staff you would have anywhere else in the world on the ground at the moment in Iraq. It's dangerous in Somalia, it's dangerous in Darfur, but we have lots of people there. In Iraq, this is simply impossible for the moment.
As he sees it, there are two humanitarian crises to deal with. Outside Iraq, UN agencies are trying to help countries cope with an influx of Iraqi refugees. Inside Iraq, the humanitarian needs are growing.
We're talking very large numbers of people being displaced each month for sectarian reasons. Because people are unemployed, they have no resources, the food distribution system, the classic public distribution system, is breaking down in some areas. In some areas, it's being used for sectarian ends, and so you only get the supplies if you're from the right side of the religious divide. All these add up to pretty serious problems for families living in conditions of fundamental lack of security as well.
Just what UN agencies can do about this is a problem Holmes will have to solve. For now, he says they're hoping to move supplies in and find local partners to distribute aid. On the political side, UN Undersecretary General Lynn Pasco says he expects to increase the size of the UN mission in Baghdad, raising the ceiling from 65 to 95 international staffers, and he's looking for ways to help elsewhere.
We have an operation still in Erbil. We don't have one any longer in Basra. We would be interested, and we will constantly be looking at the security situation everywhere to decide what level is appropriate.
Pasco, a former U.S. State Department official, says the Security Council seems to agree on the need for an expanded U.N. role, though he's had to address U.N. staff concerns that Washington is trying to shift responsibility for Iraq to the U.N. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.